For New England Public Radio, I'm Heather Brandon. Massachusetts voters legalized recreational marijuana more than a year ago, and starting this summer, retail stores are expected to start selling the drug. Some cities and towns have taken steps to temporarily block pot shops within their borders, and others have banned them altogether, as New England Public Radio's Sean Tien reports.
Almost exactly a year after voters in Massachusetts legalized recreational marijuana, pot sales faced a reckoning in the town of Longmeadow.
The town can impose a ban on recreational marijuana sales because the majority of the voters within the town cast a no vote on the legislative ballot.
At a special town meeting in November, Selectman Richard Foster read the proposed bylaws that would ban the sale of non-medical marijuana. Most of the chairs and bleachers in the high school fieldhouse were empty that night. Fewer than 125 people showed up, and without any discussion, it came to a vote. An overwhelming majority raised their green cards.
The motion passes by declaration, 2/3 majority vote.
And with that, the sale of recreational marijuana was banned in the town of Longmeadow. This means residents can use marijuana, they'll just have to buy it elsewhere. It also means the town can't benefit from the local option sales tax or perks in host community agreements that are negotiated with potential pot shop owners. But that's fine with officials in Longmeadow and a growing number of communities around the state.
The final law that was enacted in July, amending the original law, has in it a provision for local control.
Michael Cutler is an attorney in Northampton who worked on the campaign to pass the initiative that legalized marijuana. He says the revised law sets different ways for communities to ban pot sales, depending on how they voted on the statewide ballot question.
Towns that voted no can impose these bans through select boards or zoning boards. Towns that voted yes can only impose a ban by means of a townwide vote.
That's what happened in Milford. The majority of residents in that town voted for legalization in 2016. But in a referendum vote in September, they opted out.
I'm another one who voted in the statewide referendum to allow recreational sales, but when it came to having sales in Milford at this point in time, I didn't support it.
William Kincaid chairs Milford's Board of Selectmen.
We're dealing with a lot of different challenges right now, and people that were contacting me were like, well, we just don't need to be the guinea pigs for this.
That's a feeling Maureen McPhail can appreciate. She's a children's book author in East Longmeadow. In November, the town council there banned marijuana sales with a zoning amendment.
It's that little instinct inside is the mommy gut feeling. I have two sons, and I think it's just a good idea not to have that out there for them to look at and say, oh, it must be okay.
As of now, there's no official count of how many or which of the state's 351 cities and towns have banned recreational marijuana. The Massachusetts Recreational Consumer Council has been keeping an eye on local bans and estimates the number at between 40 and 50. Kamani Jefferson, the group's president, says in some cases, local officials acted with little notification to residents.
It's being mostly campaigned by prohibitionists or elected officials who aren't a fan of this.
Jefferson thinks marijuana restrictions should be left to state regulators. Jim Borgazzani agrees and says he'd like it to be harder for cities and towns to impose local bans. Borgazzani is the Massachusetts spokesman for the Marijuana Policy Project and was spokesman for the ballot question campaign.
I guess I would be a lot more worried if we had hundreds of communities moving forward with bans and moratorium attempts. We don't. You know, there's a good amount, but it's not to the point that the industry is not going to be able to get started in Massachusetts.
And if recreational marijuana proves to be a positive development, or at least not a negative one, he thinks efforts to ban pot locally will eventually burn out. For New England Public Radio, I'm Sean Tien.